Welcome to the How to Love Yourself No Matter What podcast. My name is Amanda Hess, and I am a certified life coach. If you are like me, you know that self-love is important. But did you know that it's the number one thing missing when it comes to creating a life you love? Listen in, friend. I'm going to share all my secrets because you deserve to love yourself starting now. Hello and welcome to episode number 48. I'm so excited that you're here with me today because we are going to be talking about feeling underappreciated. So I remember that this was a real thing when I grew up. Many of the adults in my life complained about being underappreciated, and it caused a lot of friction. And looking back, I can totally see where it came from. I specifically remember this one time when I was in my early 20s and we had all gone to our place at the lake. It's a pretty small place. It's a park model trailer on the beach, and that's really what the resort is. It's a bunch of park model trailers lining this sandy beach on this huge and beautiful mountain lake. And it's gorgeous. In fact, it's one of the reasons that we decided to pick up and move our family almost exactly a year ago during COVID, is because we wanted to be closer to it. But back then, my parents owned it, obviously, and we would go to it whenever we could, which wasn't a lot because we worked. And this one particular time, we were there for the August long weekend, and I had invited some friends. And my parents had also invited my aunt and uncle, who had invited their kids, who were my cousins and basically our age. And my brother had invited his friends. So there were a lot of us, and we had a lot of tents on the beach, and there were a lot of personalities. We were all eating and drinking and partying and having an amazing time. But my mom was stressed. And at the time, I didn't really have any understanding of this. I wanted to have fun. And as far as I was concerned, there was no reason why she couldn't have fun. But then one of the nights, my aunt just became unglued. She was very angry over the lack of help that was being given and was saying that we were all entitled. And there was a big fight between me and my mom as a result of this. And really what was under it all is that my mom felt underappreciated. And at the time, I felt so persecuted. There were expectations of me that I was unaware of. Being the female relative, I was expected to sacrifice my time and clean up after everyone else. After all, this is what my aunt and my mom were doing. And then we should all bend over backwards, making sure that they are happy and okay while they're doing that, and be on the lookout for irritation or passive aggressive looks. So the thing is, looking back, what I know is that nobody needed to be upset here. My aunt and my mom felt responsible for everyone and everything, but that was so optional. And then because they were frustrated by this, they decided that they should ensure that I did what they did and make sure everybody knew how pissed off they were, except for my friends and their friends, because they should all feel welcome no matter what. I'm sure that you've probably experienced some version of this, and the dynamic was extreme, but it's repeated over and over in our society, and I think it's worth taking a look at. Because if you have been listening to me for a while, it's important to remember that we cannot control other people. So I want you to really think about that. Do you currently feel underappreciated? Is that what made you decide to hit play on this episode? And even if you don't, this is still going to be a relevant episode for you. But specifically, if you are one of us women who feels underappreciated, this is going to be very helpful for you. So maybe you feel underappreciated by your partner, or you feel underappreciated by your children or by your boss. I would say that we could and should classify underappreciated as a feeling. I think that we can identify how this feeling shows up in our body. For me, it feels like tension in my jaw. It feels like tightness in my chest. I can feel tension in my face and possibly tears welling up in my eyes. It's quite distinct. For you, I would take a look and see how this presents in your body. What are the sensations that you feel? But the thing is, if underappreciated is indeed a feeling, then we know that where this comes from is from what we think, right? Because feelings come from what we think. So feeling underappreciated comes from what we think and believe, not from what other people do. Somebody actually can't underappreciate you. Just take a minute to let that sink in. And I know this is a hard one because it's one that I still work on. But the truth of that statement is irrefutable. Now, when we feel underappreciated, it's important that we look at how we show up. Let's say your partner doesn't do the laundry and you do. And so you do it for them. You take the clothes, make sure they're clean, treat stains, separate the clothes, wash them appropriately, dry them, maybe iron them and put them away. And then your partner goes in his drawer and is looking for a shirt and messes the entire thing up. And when you go back in and take a look, it's unrecognizable. Nothing's folded. Everything's wrinkled. It's a mess. And then you think, he just clearly doesn't appreciate what I do. He doesn't appreciate all the effort I put into making sure that the laundry is done and everything is organized and well taken care of. And then the feeling comes, underappreciated. You feel that very familiar vibration in your body and it's unpleasant and you don't want to feel it. So you might get into a fight with your partner to try and dissipate the feeling, or you might act super passive aggressive to your honey to try and change his behavior, to clue him into the fact that you were super pissed off. And then you were off to the races, right? You were back to that familiar cycle when it comes to you doing all the work and being underappreciated. And I am just wondering, how do you show up? When you are feeling underappreciated, how do you show up to your relationship? The one with your partner, the one with your kids, the one with your boss. And then when you show up this way, what does it create? More love or less love? More connection or less connection? A better work environment or a worse work environment? Because here is what is true. We want other people to create our feelings. We want them to make us feel good, but it is just never their job. It never is. So them showing us appreciation is up to them. So if we choose to live our life, if we choose to fuel our life based on this, we are never in control of the life that we live. And that is super painful. This is a life that none of us really want to live. If you don't want to feel underappreciated, then you're going about it all wrong. So I was speaking to a client yesterday about dating, and we were talking about what energy source we want to use. And I want you to think of yourself as being able to plug yourself in, that you have an in plug and you have an out plug. And the in plug is what you plug in to create energy for yourself. And then there is the out plug, which is the energy that comes out of you to create value for other people. So what we often do is we try to plug into other people on the wrong end. We try to plug other people into the in plug. So we plug them in trying to fill up. But the problem is the energy doesn't flow that way. So when we plug into them expecting love and appreciation and respect, we are shocked and dismayed to discover that they are not actually going to fill us up because they're not able to. But nonetheless, it fills us with resentment and disappointment and anger. So that is happening on that end. And then the end that is the outgoing end, it's also now not working because we haven't been filled with any energy. So we have none to give at all. And so they are also filled with resentment and anger and disappointment, and nothing works because we're plugging into the wrong end. So instead, we need to look at ourselves and remember where appreciation comes from. In order to feel appreciated, I would need to create that emotion for myself. If I created this emotion for myself, I would be filling my energy source. And then I would be able to give the people in my life the energy I want to give, and the right people would plug into that. And suddenly, it all works. So how do you create appreciation for yourself? Well, it's an emotion, right? It's a feeling. So we create those by how we choose to think about ourselves. What if you simply decided to appreciate yourself? What would that look like? How would you decide to show up for yourself? What would you decide to do? In the case of the laundry, now let's just pretend this is a real scenario in my house because it totally is, okay? I get to look at the situation however I want. But how could I appreciate myself? If I decided that I was appreciated by the only person that matters, which is me, how do I want to show up here? Now, it might be letting go and deciding to not make a messy drawer mean anything. That I can do the laundry the way I always have and let him deal with the drawer the way he always has and make it mean absolutely nothing. It might be setting a boundary. Since this is the way you handle your clothes, I am just not going to do your laundry anymore. Right? Like a proper boundary. When you do X, I will do Y. But if I appreciate myself, I just don't need him to appreciate me. I don't feel driven to change his behavior. Instead, I simply take back my control. I am no longer a victim, and he didn't ever need to be different for me to do that. It's pretty simple, right? You can do this in any situation. If you are feeling underappreciated, start building the skill of creating appreciation for yourself. Really thinking about the analogy of how do you create your energy? How do you do that for you? It always is internal, right? It's always looking at it from the standpoint of how do I do this for myself? Because the only thing that happens when you do this is that life gets better. Relationships get better. Dealing with your kids gets better. Work gets better. It just all improves. And that's what you're wanting to do anyways. That is what you are trying to create. What do you need to think about you and the work you provide, or you and what you do for your friends and family in order to feel appreciated? How can you create this for yourself? That is the question. Okay, so I want you to go out and give this a shot. Really thinking about, if I am going to be creating this energy, if this is the energy that I want for myself, how do I create it for myself? Remembering that I cannot plug into other people and pull that from them. Instead, I'm going to create it for myself, and that's what I'm going to give to other people. So go out and try it. And in the meantime, if you think you are really ready to start making this change, then let's jump on a call and do a consult. These aren't things our moms taught us. They don't teach this in school. So it makes sense that so many of us don't know how to do it. So if you are ready to learn it, go on over to the show notes and book a consult. And otherwise, I just want you to know, I love you, and I hope you have a beautiful week. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. You can look forward to a new episode of this podcast every week. And hey, if you like this podcast, you are going to want to join my free Facebook community where I offer daily training and support. You can find it at joinamanda.ca. And if you are really ready to start changing your life, why don't you book a free consult? I promise you, you can start feeling better today. Head on over to the show notes to set that up.